Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, students, to our lesson summary review. We're continuing with the course, The Christian Church in Ministry. This is one of our Bachelor's in Practical Ministry courses, and we're on session number 2 this week, which is entitled A Universal Plan. Now, this session will help you further understand God's plan of redemption for the world. This plan includes the work of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and of the church, which is the body of Christ. And as we prepare to study and teach this week's lesson, I want you to meditate upon 2 scriptures. I want you to meditate upon 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 21, and also I want you to meditate upon Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. And as you meditate upon those portions of Scripture, we want to ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand the immense love God had toward mankind that caused Him to provide such a marvelous plan of redemption for us. And so even now, students, let us seek the face of God as we pray for every staff member and student, alumni, as well as those who are listening to these teachings around the world. Let us pray for the Holy Spirit's guidance as we prepare for this lesson, and let's always continue to pray for each student and staff member that we will express our love for them and their close relationship with God. So let us pray. Father Jehovah, we thank you. We bless and acknowledge your sovereignty over our lives. I thank you for every student and staff member of Grace Bible College. I thank you for every person who's listening to the sound of my voice now. I thank you for redeeming them from this world. I thank you for the blood of Jesus who has purchased back what belonged to him. I pray today that this lesson will encourage the hearts and instruct the minds of our students and our listeners, that they may grow and develop even a closer relationship with the Father. And may this love relationship be shared with those who are desperately searching for the love of God, that they will find peace and safety and joy and hope in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, students, I welcome you to our lesson summary review. We're continuing with our review of the course, The Christian Church in Ministry, and we're on session 2, The Universal Plan, A Universal Plan. Now, as we begin the introduction for this lesson review, I want you to know as you went through this course, you have been exposed to the fact that God knew that he would have to send his only son to die on the cross for mankind. He knew this because man had sinned and had disobeyed him and had become separated from God. We had lost fellowship with God. So even when God created the first human being, he loved us so much that he took the risk of suffering great pain in providing for our redemption. That is, we belonged to God in the beginning, our course stated, and we lost fellowship and lost that relationship with God through sin, but he has provided a way of redemption for us. You can see an example of that in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Now, our lesson also stressed that the plan of redemption was necessary because God cannot have fellowship with man in his fallen state. So, God gave man the privilege of choice, and Adam and Eve chose to disobey the words of God and to obey the words of the tempter rather than God. And as a result of their disobedience, we see that sin entered the human race. You can see an example of this in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 to 17, as well as Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. But despite man's sin, we also see that God demonstrated his love for mankind in providing redemption for Adam and Eve, as well as for us. Now, in the case of Adam and Eve, we read in Genesis that God demonstrated his love for them by slaying an animal for their sins. He shed the animal's blood in order to pay the penalty for their sins. And he used the skins of the animal as a covering to remove their guilt and shame. Now, with this visual of redemption before them, God at that time promised that he would send a redeemer who will provide a sacrifice for all mankind. You'll see an example of this in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. So we're going to take a look at the three plans, or the three stages of redemption, which are a part of God's universal plan to redeem mankind. If you're taking notes with us, this lesson will give us these headings that we're going to talk about today. The first is a redemptive plan. The second is the redemptive act. And third, a redemptive mission. So we're going to be talking about redemption today and what that word means and what salvation means. A lot of times we may hear those phrases, but as we studied this lesson, hopefully we came to a better understanding of what these words represent and now also what Christ represents as our Savior and as our Redeemer. So let's take a look at our first major heading for this lesson review. And our first objective asks us to explain the difference between the words redemption and salvation. So let's take a look at the meaning of redemption. You can see on pages 36 to 37 of your study guide where it defines salvation as deliverance from danger or difficulty. Now this denotes an heroic act of rescue. You can also read about the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37 as an example of what it means to deliver someone from danger or difficulty. Now, the second word, redemption, is defined as the act of buying back something that was previously yours. This denotes a planned act of rescue. For example, we can read about Hosea purchasing his wife in Hosea chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Now, students, I'd like to comment that from our point of view, God planned, promised, and completed his plan of buying back what he created and loved from the beginning, which is you and I, mankind. And so that is the meaning of redemption that we talked about, salvation being delivered from danger or difficulty, and redemption, the act of buying back something that was previously yours, or in this case, previously God's. So he redeemed us back from sin, back from Satan, back from bondage, back from lostness into a place of reconciliation. So let's talk about why we were so important to God. Our second objective in our course asks us to identify statements which correctly explain the origin and purpose of redemption. Why was redemption necessary and who was it for? So we can comment as we go throughout the Old Testament, we see God promised to send us a Savior. We can refer to the promises he made to Adam in Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. He also made promises to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. As well as Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 to 18. And we can see where he made promises to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 11 through 16. And also, as we take a look at the Old Covenant, Old Testament, we can see that the Savior's coming was foretold through a prophet named Balaam in Numbers chapter 24 verses 17 to 19. And also we can see through the prophets Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 53 and Micah chapter 5 verse 2. So these are some of the Old Testament scriptures that relate to God's promise to send a Savior. which will bring about our salvation, our deliverance from danger or difficulty. So let me ask you a question at this point, students. How is redemption of God? Now, the answer that our study guide pointed us to in the scripture text that we looked at, it says that redemption is an overt example of what God is. God is love. And love is forgiving. Love is yearning for intimacy. So because of God's love, he had to find a way to bridge the void of separation from his creation, mankind. So I want each of you to get a blank sheet of paper, and I want you to explain how redemption is from God in your own words. And some of the things that we pray you'll be able to get that you studied in your lesson is that God chose to rescue his creation from destruction. He chose to rescue us from the penalty of sin, which is death. So we see that God had a plan that would provide a way of escape from Satan's inevitable destruction. So God implemented this plan immediately after the fall of man, when he made a promise to Satan that he would lead man to salvation, that he would have someone who would crush Satan's head, even though Satan would bruise the woman's seed heel. God promised at that moment that he would bring salvation to mankind. So that's a little bit about the redemptive plan, and we're studying session 2 of the course, The Christian Church and Ministry. It's important that we understand the problem in which God solved by sending his son Jesus, and how that plan went into effect for us. If we're going to make the need for salvation relevant to those who need it, we have to let them know what their condition was prior to sin, what their condition is currently in sin, and what their condition can be as a result of Jesus' sacrifice for our sins. And so this is talking about the universal plan that God put in place, and it started with a plan of redemption. So that's why we've studied the meaning of redemption and salvation, and we see that this plan was divine in origin. Now, not only was the plan divine in origin, it was human in design. And what we mean by that is that of all creation, man is the only creature made in God's likeness. This likeness enabled man to communicate with God, to be intimate with him in a spiritual sense, for God is a spirit. So when we sinned, it ruined everything, and it brought punishment and death. It brought guilt. It brought fear into our lives. We can see examples of this in Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 to 19, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. So as a result of this condition, mankind needed to be rescued from the penalty of sin. And so I'd like to ask you this question. What is the very heart of redemption? Well, if we were to read John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, we'll see that it is the incarnation. That is, God's Son gave himself as the sacrifice for the sins of man. He was God's Lamb, the sacrifice that God provided. Now, we remember back in Genesis when God slew the animal and placed the skins as a covering for Adam and Eve, this is the role that Jesus plays for all of humanity. When God gave him as the sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. So that is the redemptive plan that God set in place for us. Now, let's take a look at our second major heading, which is the redemptive act. Our third objective asks us to explain the concepts that Jesus' role in redemption was planned, personal, and completed. So let's see the planned act of God. If you were to look at the scripture passages that were given to you at the bottom of page 41 of your study guide, you should be able to see that based on those scriptures, we can identify when Jesus became a part of God's plan of redemption. And we see it was from the moment that man sinned, Christ was then designated to come into the earth as the perfect Lamb of God, as the sacrifice for our sins. That is the planned act. Now let's see the personal act, because the act wasn't just planned, it was going to be personal. And in that section of our lesson, we see that God became a vulnerable human being, incarnate, that is, God in the flesh, or Emmanuel, God with us, which means that he was subject to destruction by Satan. And Satan reveled in the thought that he could destroy something more precious than the created. He thought to himself he could destroy the Creator. So mankind was continually tormented, but when Christ came, he took mankind's place and allowed Satan to destroy him instead of destroying us. This is the propitiatory sacrifice, or the atonement for sin that God required, that would set us free. If you were to take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, you'll see that now that Christ has become the mediator between God and man, and that it pleased God through the sacrifice of Christ that we could be set free. You can also take a look at John chapter 10, verse 17 through 18, to understand more about this personal act that was a part of God's redemptive plan for us. And then next, we want to see the completed act. So far we see that the redemptive act was planned, the redemptive act was personal, and now we need to also fully understand and embrace that the redemptive act has been completed. So at this point, we like to stress that without the resurrection, Satan is the winner. He would like to make us think that he is the winner even now. But since Christ rose from the dead, we know that Jesus defeated Satan in his own territory. So Jesus defeated Satan's most powerful tool, which is death. So that shows us, and it shows the world, that Jesus Christ is more powerful than his enemy. Now we can proclaim that Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 is fulfilled, the promise that God made that to Satan, that he would send a deliverer, or send a savior to rescue mankind. We should all rejoice and be thankful in the fact that the act not only was planned, not only did God make it personal by sending his own son, but he completed the act through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So far in this session two of the course, the Christian Church and Ministry, which is a universal plan, we've talked about the redemptive plan of God, and we've talked about the redemptive act of God. Now, a third and final major heading is the redemptive mission that we now communicate to the rest of the world. We, as the members of the body of Christ, are now a part of this redemptive plan of God. So our fourth objective asks us to describe the activity of the Holy Spirit as he works through the church to carry out God's redemptive plan. So first we see in the book of Acts, where the Spirit of God came upon the early church as a mighty rushing wind. Our lesson commented that the New Testament tells how this plan continues to redeem mankind and to restore us to the place where we can have a personal relationship with God, even now, today. Every man, woman, and boy, and girl of the earth can have this relationship. Because each one of us, whether we acknowledge God or not, has a natural desire to worship the Creator. And this is why the count that we see in the book of Acts is so important for us to understand that the redemptive mission was continuing even after the redemptive act and redemptive plan that God set in place. So let me ask you a question, students. How is the redemptive plan ongoing today? Well, if you take a look through our study guide in this lesson and the scripture examples that it given us, it shows us that the redemptive plan is continuing today by the work of the Holy Spirit. You can see example of this in John chapter 16, verses 7 through 15. And through the body of believers is the work continuing today. You see an example of that in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 16. Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49, as well as Acts chapter 1, verse 8. All of these scriptures point to the fact that the redemptive plan is ongoing today. By the work of the Holy Spirit, in and through the church, which are the body of believers, those who have professed faith in Christ and follow after his teachings. And so you can also look at the list of things that are listed in your study guide on page 46. And you can read those scripture passages. And one final scripture you want to make note of is Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 39, where you can see how the Holy Spirit worked through the Apostle Peter and through his sermon on the day of Pentecost as a part of this redemptive mission to save all of mankind. So that is how the redemptive mission is like a rushing mighty wind. Another way we can describe the redemptive mission of the church and the work of the Holy Spirit today is like a mighty marching army. So the wind can be equated to the power of God, enabling believers to proclaim the message of Christ with power. And then this second depiction, like a mighty marching army, can be used to picture us as members of Christ's body proclaiming that message to people all around the world. So our course and our lesson stress that only as we who know God's plan for salvation and are empowered by the Holy Spirit share the plan with others is it ongoing. The Holy Spirit uses our words and our actions to speak and reveal God to others. So through our obedience, students, our obedience to the Holy Spirit's leading, that's how God works in the lives of unbelievers today. Some people may be listening to this lesson, and the Holy Spirit could use it to draw them back to Christ. So this is how the church is built. The redemptive plan goes into effect. We explain and embrace the redemptive act that Christ sacrificed himself for us, and we embark on this redemptive mission of sharing that message or that plan with others. This is a part of the universal plan that God has for the Christian church and ministry. So I want you to think of some testimonies, students, of how the Lord has recently used you to help build up his church. We're talking about how have God used you to share the message of Christ through word or in deed, through examples of the fruits and the gift of the Spirit that others may come to know the love of God, the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God. This is what it means to build up his church. As we express the love and the forgiveness that God himself expressed by sending his own son to pay the penalty for our sins, that shows the love and the mercy of God. And we as his instruments, as a part of this redemptive mission, have an obligation and responsibility to express God's love and mercy to a lost and dying world. So in conclusion to this week's review, students, I want you to do the best you can to write down God's plan for redemption. I want you in your own words, as you can share with others, how God's plan for redemption was planned. Write down how his plan for redemption was promised. And then thirdly, write down how his plan for redemption was fulfilled. This would be a great tool that for you to use as the Holy Spirit present opportunity to share with others. Many people have simply not heard the clear message of the gospel being proclaimed to them. But we thank God for each and every one of you who are studying, because God obviously has in mind to use us as a part of this redemptive mission. So I pray that you've been blessed as we reviewed session 2 of the course, The Christian Church in Ministry. The session was about a universal plan. And this plan was a plan of redemption. If we saw the redemptive act, and we understand prayerfully more about the redemptive mission that we've all embarked on as believers in Christ. So students, I pray that this session will continue to further help you understand God's plan for redemption for the world, how this plan includes the work of God the Father and the Holy Spirit, as well as include each of us as members of the body of Christ. So I thank you for this opportunity. I certainly look forward to continuing these lessons with you. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact us here at the school, and we'll be more than happy to get back in touch with you. In the meantime, students, God bless you, and good day.